Chapter 31. Confusion. The messenger tossed the necklace at Ben's feet.
"What have you done with Padre Esteban?"
Ben asked.
"I do nothing," the messenger said. "I am what people do to themselves."
Ben was not in the mood for riddles.
"If you don't tell me what you've done with him, we will force it out of you. And trust me, you don't want that."
"That," the messenger said, "would be a ridiculous waste of time. I've already killed Esteban." The traveler's jaws dropped in disbelief.
"Why?"
Thomas cried.
"Come, come, Thomas," the messenger said. "What is it mothers say to children? There's no use crying over spilled milk."
"I'll show you what crying is for," Ben said, and pulled his blades from their sheaths.
"Don't be so aggressive," the messenger said. "Your sister wouldn't approve."
"Yolana!" Ben yelled.
"Well, first let's be sure I have the right girl," the messenger said. "Big blue eyes, flowing red hair, soft pale skin, gets very upset when you kill her father."
"You monster!" Ben screamed. Yolana was paralyzed on the top step of the passage to the mountain's peak. The messenger had kept her that way since the desert. It had been a nightmare. She couldn't even close her eyes as he killed Padre Esteban. The small man never stood a chance. Yolana wished she had just agreed to follow the messenger. Then maybe, just maybe, she would have been able to stop him. As she now laid frozen on the steps, she wondered if the man had found her brothers.
"He could be fighting them right now," she thought. "If only I could move."
And then, in her frustration and anger, her finger twitched. She tried with all her might to make it happen again. Two fingers twitched this time. And then her foot. The magic was wearing off. Minutes later, she rose to her feet and hobbled out into the snow. That's when she heard the yelling.
"Ben!" she called. "Thomas!"
With his blades raised to attack, Ben heard her and turned to see Yolana stumbling in the snow.
"Run!" she called out. "He's going to kill you!"
"Yolana?" Ben said in confusion. The messenger took the distraction as an opportunity and paralyzed Ben with blue light. Then he moved to strike Ben down, but Evercloud rushed forward with surprising quickness and knocked the messenger to the ground. The messenger looked up in astonishment, but quickly jumped back to his feet. He threw blow after blow at Evercloud, yet the young man was quick enough and strong enough to block every one.
"I'm impressed," the messenger said through clenched teeth.
They moved across the snow, back and forth, neither able to land a strike, when suddenly a roar came from the sky. The messenger looked up to see Riverpaw diving at him, and he leapt out of the way just as the bear sped past and crashed into the snowy mountain. Thomas had now reached Yolana and helped her stand.
"Are you all right?" he asked. "That man killed Father," she cried. "He's here to kill you and Ben."
"Why?" Thomas asked.
"I don't know," she said. "But Thomas, he has powers. He's not normal."
"All right, stay here," Thomas said, and headed back toward the fray. Evercloud was upon the messenger before he had a chance to recover, slashing his ribs with his claw. The man grabbed at his torso to find Evercloud had drawn blood. It angered the messenger, and now he came at Evercloud more ferociously.
"Use caution," a voice said.
It entered the messenger's mind as he fought.
"They have unleashed one of the ancient evils."
The messenger never yielded in his assault, but his eyes widened in surprise.
"These are the first real foes I have faced," he thought.
The battle continued, and Evercloud was losing ground. The messenger backed him against a wall of rock and drew his fist back to strike. But Riverpaw grabbed the messenger from behind and threw the man through the air. His body came down in a heap yards away.
"Thanks," Evercloud said. "Don't mention it," Riverpaw grinned.
But the fight was not over, and the messenger quickly got back to his feet. He looked around and saw Thomas release an arrow directly at him. Just as it was about to pierce him, the messenger ripped it from the air with incredible speed. Without hesitation, He spun and sent the arrow rushing toward Evercloud. It happened so quickly, like a strike of lightning. Evercloud looked down and saw the arrow buried deep inside his chest. His face paled, and he fell to the ground.
No!
Riverpaw roared and charged the messenger.
Evercloud!
Yelena screamed and ran to him. She dropped to her knees beside his body. He looked up into her eyes and smiled, but the arrow had struck deep. He coughed, and blood appeared on his lips. Yelena wept as she looked down at him. Then she bent low and wrapped him in her arms. Suddenly, white light surrounded them. It was all anyone could see. Across the mountaintop, Ben fell to the ground as the messenger's blue light wore off.
No, he grumbled. Yelena, don't!
The light faded from Yelena and Evercloud, and the young man looked down at his chest to see the arrow and the wound were gone. There was no more blood. He was completely unharmed. Yelena stood and then stumbled as if she were dizzy. She stared down at Evercloud, her face twisted in confusion.
Who are you?
She asked him.
Where am I?
The voice returned to the messenger once again.
It is time to leave. I'm coming for you.
A violet light appeared in the sky and sped toward the mountaintop. Evercloud stood and saw a man of lightning inside an orb of the same crackling energy.
The Great Tyrant,
Riverpaw whispered breathlessly. Then he collected himself and called out in warning,
The Great Tyrant!
Before anyone could react, the Great Tyrant swept down and collected both Yelena and the messenger, and then disappeared from the mountaintop.
No!
Ben screamed as he knelt upon the snowy ground.
No, no, no,
Thomas said as he walked in circles with his hands in his hair.
We failed! Failed!
Evercloud walked to Thomas and shook him.
What are you talking about?
You don't get it, Thomas said. You don't understand. That was the Great Tyrant. He has her. We failed.
We have not failed. Do you understand me?
Evercloud grabbed Thomas by the shoulders.
We will find your sister. We will save Yelena. By the Everflame, I swear it.
Thomas bowed his head and dropped his shoulders, utterly defeated.
You don't understand, Thomas said.
Yelena isn't our sister.
She's not really a Floyd. Yelena is Shara.